Something.
Thank you for your permission for that.
This tingle.
Okay, no problem. Let me know when you're ready. I'll take it for you.
Inzela inimungzela kulokusemilungeke. Lokurimi la kulungeka sinene.
Nalungeke.
She says, how far she will take pictures with this, you have to get prepared first.
Okay, no problem.
Nalungeke.
Utamakwala nawe.
Utamakwala.
Okay, I mwana mana na chawala.
Mina mwana bona. Mina mwana bona.
Oh, this is the client's daughter.
I'm Holden. What's your name?
Fine.
Fine?
Yeah.
Okay. Can I get your picture too?
I don't want to take a snip in away.
No. Okay. No problem.
I'm not interested.
What did you say?
She said she's not interested.
Okay.
No, just because in a case, whenever I take pictures, I make sure that there's no mistake.
That's right.
Yeah. I have to look good.
Yeah.
Are the kind of things that our clients are selling. The sweets and biscuits and stuff.
Where do they sell them?
Normally at schools.
Okay. So to the kids or to the teachers?
No, to the kids. But even teachers do buy, but then in their case, their target.
Can I take a picture of this?
Yeah, you can take a picture.
Yeah.
I wish we can stay in the field for a few days, so we have like an overall or broad understanding of the raw experience and stuff. Yeah. I think it's quite interesting.
So far,
man. Yeah,
so far.
Are you ready? Yes? Okay. Thank you.
I'm going to go to the house. Look, if one and 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 one
and one
and one and one and one and one and one and one and one and one and one and one and one and one and one and one and one and one and one and one and one and one and one and one and one and one and one and one and one and one and one and one and one and one and one and one and one and one and one and one and so mkarami nika hinkwasu chwa na sangana kuna sona stop funa ye ku akwata ku wona kuya irwa tshawule yona le la South Africa hinkwai
ehe le wano
ok yo yi nga kahle so bala ku hinyika yeah to the client yeah so antibu kumitami kahle na akuna problem yeah no she said it's fine then we can
okay good so what can I just hear about your business what you do and how you manage it
She said in her case she's having like two different kind of businesses. In the other hand, she's selling meat and she's also having like live chickens in a household.
Okay.
You can see this small room. That's where she keeps like the live chickens. But okay. She said for now she's out of stock. So she's also selling like the cheese next, like you can see. These are the kind of businesses that she runs.
Okay. Yeah. Who does she sell these things to?
She said with the chicken pieces, because it's chicken pieces and live chickens, with the chicken pieces she goes house to house to sell to this village. That's where she goes house to house and sell to the community members.
I see.
Yeah. So with the live chickens, they come to this household to buy.
I see.
So she doesn't have to walk around. So these are my Simba chippies.
These are my Simba chips. I'm going to sell some kwa nakai. Lokunia mimitini, kukata tsetareni, nene mimitini, mwani yaba basate.
Yeah.
Fambana, so la fama kwa nifambana roele mtualua sulish.
Okay.
Eh.
Yeah. So she said whenever she goes to a center meeting, self-center meeting, that's where she carry those Simba chips for the clients. Because sometimes they spend, like I said, it's 1 hour, 30 minutes. So some do really need something to eat. So that's where she sells.
Okay.
So some of the things she leaves it at home so that the mom can take care of it. Other members within the community can just come and buy.
Is that, does she only sell those at center meetings or does she also sell them to other people?
Okay. So in love with some Simba chippies, Mr. Shavi Sansa and Akala, the member of the
Navanava school, Navanava school,
Maramina Social School.
Ashkulin Annie. Oh, Shrekala, Pambinica, Kaka, Jarata. Says I also are rather. Now the school messer of whatever school by Indana,
She said she's waiting for the school children to pass. That's where she takes these Simba chips and sweets and put it somewhere where the children can see. So whenever they pass, they just buy.
Okay. Yeah. Where does she get her materials, both the sweets and the chickens?
Yeah. So a lot of the bagas like you might just work a cafe go. The shati wuku to anya, shaba kwini, shaba njani.
Okay. To wuku to anya ni shaba kwana, vanuku ba shaba.
She said with the live chickens, she goes to the nearby farm. That's where she get one chicken for 28 rand and she resell it by Misha Fenomen and she resell it for 40 rand.
Sorry, where did she get the chicken?
In the nearby farm.
The nearby farm?
Yeah, that's where she get
it. Did she walk there? Chicken.
So when we deliver her to Maya?
Near the mall.
Oh, she said she had to hire a car.
Okay.
Yeah, so she How goes there it? And pick it up. Ikulenyana?
Ikulenyana at the villa.
Oh, Dennis Kloof. That's where she gets stock. It's close to Seth.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's about an hour's drive?
Yeah, it's about an hour drive from here.
Okay. Yeah. How much does it cost to get down there?
Eh, bere man durela man munoku wa miteka te huko te te suka le titala ngwe titala te.
Ah, ane mitshela petrol aka lo kwa la
kae. Oh, she said it's one of the family members that she asked the family members all she does to pump out money for petrol. Me ha mo metsa man mon mali yako. Yeah, for delivery one. Yeah, she said for single delivery is 200 rand. That's okay. Where she fill up the petrol, and then one of her family members just...
She pays for the petrol, and her family fix it up?
Yeah, the family fix it up.
Okay.
So that's how. So, Lisa Masriti, Yeah, so the with the sweets and chips, and Simba chips, mm-hmm. she gets those in the wholesalers. So with the other meat, like meat, chicken right. pieces and beef pieces.
Where are the wholesalers?
The wholesalers. In Zanin.
In Zanin.
Yeah.
Okay, and so is that the same deal? She pays for petrol and someone else drives?
In a tsunami, I get a petrol. So she said with the chicken pieces, she goes to butchery. So with the butchery, in fact, they always like combine their business with other clients, and then they hire a car together. And then they pay for the car.
180.
Yeah, she said they usually go to the butchery. I mean, there are four of them. So each pump house, 180 rand. Just to go to the butchery and get the meat. But then with the Simba chips and sweets, she goes to Zanin. So she travels by taxi.
I see. Okay. So... What does she do with loans? Why does she need loans?
Okay. She said she took the loan from SEF to diversify her business so that she can take care of her children's education because her child just passed grade 12. So she wanted to take care of the children's education.
So what do you mean diversify the business?
She said she had like a small business at first, uh-huh. and then she took a loan from self, and then she increased the business. That's where she started having like live chickens.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what was the business before? Was it just the sweets or just the chickens or something else?
Yeah. Every business I'm with, She said she used to sell like vegetables and fruits at first before she joined self.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you ever borrowed from a moneylender or from someone else?
She said she never borrowed from other money lenders. The reason being, they charge high interest. So with SEF, she realized that considering interviewing other clients from SEF, she realized that SEF is having like charging. That was the first time she took money from money lender.
Okay. How much does the money lender charge?
Very labang main ba main mun ka wanga ba ba charge ako malmun.
If I never increase,
increases the cost. She said for each and every 100 rand, you pay 25 rand or 45 rand, depending on the money lender, because those people are staying within the village. So, in a case you consider those interest high, like for each and every 100 rand, 25 rand is too high.
And how much interest do you pay, sir?
Yeah. That's it. Now, with this, I'm going to say, I'm going to say, I'm going to say, I'm going to say,
well, the first 100, 105.
She said, if you borrow him, bring with it in Ghana.
It's 6 months.
She said 500 rand in 6 months, you pay 105 rand interest.
Okay.
Yeah.
So kahle kahle ku nena ngutile onge te 100 rand ayi ku 42.
You we are 100 rand in one and one yan.
Sikho futhi amehlana isesona. Amehlana isesona. Yeah, tiba 5 yoku 5 yona. Nakona te card in tsena e tsena so ku 500 ku 105. So 6 months.
Okay, she said for 500 rand interest is 105 in 6 months.
Okay.
Period.
So that's a lot better.
Yeah, that's why, because you pay in 6 months and then with low interest.
Because the other one's per month.
Yeah. The one is
the one is
was just explaining the situation with the other institution that lends money. She said, if you like, you borrow 300 rand. I mean, the next month you have to pay that money plus interest.
Right. Okay. Have you ever missed a payment to SEF?
I was angry about going to one man and travel and meeting a wish. Yeah, that we are going to do. My car one missed you at Magayo. I see.
Money at the moon.
And the blame you are killing your school.
Yes, quality.
Eh, yes, I have some of my cool lacum and carriana on my young.
Utula and Gakil.
Eh, look around me, Tula and Gakil.
That's some untold.
Yeah, she said she never missed every single payment.
Great.
Yeah, make sure to keep it.
Look, I don't want a Malilia banker who lived to support with Bangali. Look, when you show Telay and that withdraw your last book on it.
Okay. Yeah. They said there's a certain portion of amount that they save with SEF. So in case they struggle to pay for installment, and then they usually use those savings to pay off the loan.
Okay.
Yeah.
When did you join SEF?
Me ni sungule rina na SEF ma tsuzuki lembe ra kwa. Kumevungani na malembe mangani.
Nga ku 2003.
Ne. Okay. Ama tsuzuki ngwedi.
Nga ku April.
Okay. Said April 2003. That's where she joined SEF.
Do you know anyone who's ever missed a payment to SEF?
Yeah. Bana shabara ni shoko leswi ma switiva. A ku na a ni tani like miri un'wana wa varhangeri, un'wana central leader ya tekere. A ku na munhu un'wanyana ka timembara ta n'wehe a nga tshama a tlula ku hakela.
A tlula ku hakela?
A nga hakeli kahle kahle mali.
Hayi, a nga na a yi xota ku kota namuntlha mara. Ko tala tala munhu wo xota n'wi vekela nkarhi wo 8 o'clock a va ri posweni a posa mali leya.
Okay.
A yi teki 2 days in. Swi ri loko munhu wa kona u va a tsandzekaka siku ro hakela mali i fanele a make sure yo hi 8 mindzuku a posweni loko va pfula yena a mara a yi ko tala hina hi va na munhu wo pfuka hakela mindzuku wa kona.
Yeah. She said there are cases where some of the members missed the payments, but then they set sort of a deadline to say, if you fail to pay today, by 8 o'clock the following day, you should go and deposit money in the post office. So, but that doesn't happen frequently. It's only a case, one or two.
And then they always did pay?
Marabatala ku hakela loko va yena nini. Okay. Yeah. He said it's not frequent. They always pay when they say tomorrow because you didn't get money today. Then the following day by 8 o'clock, you pay.
Who sets that deadline? Is that the DF?
Hey, mwe mi seta kungaro mwe pana akela eight kumbe EDF.
It's the group.
Yeah. They said the whole center. And the groups in the center agree, they reach sort of a decision. That's the reason why they took.
I see.
Yeah.
And how do you know the people in your group? How did you meet them?
Yeah. Mi sangane njani na member ta mwe ta group ya mwe mana na chavala.
Neti le ke swalete.
Eh. Ai ni blati ta mwe group ya mwe. Mi sangane njani.
Okay. Ah, sir la va khale. Hi bona avana ku tsebisa sir la va khale ku ani ri vanhu fa tsika.
Eh.
loko a tsika va languta munhu loyi va n'wi vona ku ku munhu loyi i my my business loko va xota va landzela loyi wan'wana a nga tivi ku cuma hi nhlepo va n'wi byela ku hina hi teka mali so yi vuya so loko hi mi kota ku kukumana loko ma ha sungula a mi lava na mi ri 5 mi ya xikolweni mi mara xikolweni xa kona a ni yangi a mi lava na mi ri 5 va ka sefu va mi nghenisa xikolo a ni ku va na swin'wana leswi mi swi dyondzaka kwalano ku fana na ku dyondza na kusani vuyikano 99 sweswo swo kota sweswiya no ku dyondzisa ku tiva ku hi hakela njhani xikweleti
mara vanhu lava mi tshamaka na vona
tshama na vona kwala around hi endla hi va hi ri kusuhi na kusuhi ku loko hi lava na hi nga teki ku tika kun'wana hi le kulekule
She said what she does because she first explained like how they formed a group in their center and also considering other groups. But she said because I was just more specific in her group, how did she meet like other members? She's just saying that she knows the people within the community. So they chose themselves because during the group training, before they attended the group training, they chose themselves depending on the closeness of the area. Because a number of people in the
village live near each other.
In a case like she chose people that are living next to each other.
Okay.
That's how she get like to know the group members. And then she said they also learned like the pledge. During the group formation, they learned the pledge, how to repay, what kind of interest are you expected to pay.
Okay. Yeah. How did you get the idea to switch from selling fruits and vegetables to selling the stuff and chickens?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
yo talanyana ku bindzu ra huri kota ku a ni ri va ta va karhi va vona matirhelo ya wena ta kota ku kurisa bindzu.
Okay. So na va tiva a ni miri mi ve na mi xavisa ti-fruits na ti-vegetables sweswi mi xavisa tixikene na swiwitsi na swin'wana na swin'wanyana mi byele hi mani mhani a nga ta ta mi byela ku heyi a na mi nge ta mi joyini i mhani a ta mi byela ku heyi mi famba njhani kumbe mi xota mihleketweni ya n'wena
a wu swilo ta mihleketweni wa mina loko ni tshami ni hleketa ku hayi se ungeti ni nga kurisa bindzu ra mina hi ku xavisa tihuku ku languteri ku laha kusuhani ku ha vanhu vo xavisa tihuku ni xavisa tihuku
She said she never got any advice from someone. She realized that she had to make progress and make contribution in the family. So she looked around and saw that there are other members in the community that are selling live chickens. That's where she considered the kind of business because she knew that she was going to make a generate profit.
And same with the sweets.
Kufana na ama sweets na na tinyama letin'wana.
Na vana ni vona va ku vana vana loko va fresh va pfumela swilo swo
ya
swi hakera fresh va pfuka va xavala
a hina a hi pfumeleriwa va ta mi byela mama chavala
a va pfumeleriwangi ku vana hambi ku ri byela byela mati
so considering our policy we are not allowed to be in dance house.
Okay, no problem.
Okay,
thank you though. Okay.
She said the children always want something to take home. So whenever they pass, so she realized that they might grab something. So that's where she considered this kind of business.
Did you try any other businesses before you found these? Or is this your first try?
She said she used to go to Durban and buy clothes, the old and new clothes, to sell, but then the business didn't do well. Mama, why you not farming the business anyway?
Business, I mean, I farming cattle. Go, mono ask what I go and call it this.
Yeah.
Mono ambala pata liya lukunia sell afanela hakela. Karungwani ku hoxe mpahla liya wena ene i dyokile se yi basulukile ni vona ku swilo leswiwani no xavela vanhu va dyoka swi basuluka va tlhela va ni nika and mi kuva nkarhi wun'wani vona kona swi tlhatlhekile se rhunge na tiharhani phela outlier yo i xava yi ri outlier a yi fane na u kota ku hina i ngo to So this is something that we have to learn from the Shabsalaban. What does one of the Swiss women and the Chavalanish?
Yeah.
Marlisha and so Umadi, Sita Sarkar.
Yeah.
Lisha and Shaba, also for Kota and Shabsama Proka, Shabba Banun, not Sita Sakor. When we are not so much of Gandu, and so Aina, Mr. Shabsa, so to call us was received.
Yeah.
It's a problem. I want to know whoever make a Lavani. We have to learn the one who could
Yeah.
Do
you think the reason for the business failure, for the clothes business, because she was selling in credit? She usually goes to Durban and sells new and old clothes. Whenever she comes back, she gives it on credit. So members didn't pay. So whenever she checks or she makes follow-up, clients would just take the same clothes that they gave her. I mean, they gave the customer. They just take it back, said, no, these are your clothes. I won't be able to pay. And the clothes is not in good condition. So to her, she was making a loss because there's nothing that she can do with the old clothes. Because by the time she bought the clothes, it was old. And the customer wears it and then take it back again. I think she considered that as a challenge. So that's why she considered that there are a lot of risk in that business.
I see.
Yeah, because she said she was selling trousers. She was considering trousers and T-shirts. So whenever she comes back with them, she irons them so they look nice from there. Whenever a customer wears it after quite some time and doesn't pay, the customer considered taking that clothes back. So it wasn't in good shape. So she was making a loss.
Okay. Yeah. Did you live here in 2002 before you joined Seth?
Pardon?
Did she live here in 2002 okay. before she joined Seth? Or maybe just ask when she started living here.
Okay. Me sumule ku tshama rini la mama na chava. Ani me ni join Seth in 2003 mara vo 2000 andaka ko ani tshama kwe. Okay. Yeah, she said she was living here before 2002 and still now she's still living here.
Okay. Yeah. And who else lives here?
La one mina na asaba na batswaro ba mina.
Yeah.
Na bana ba mina. E batswari ba ba ra bambe. E
ba ra bambe.
Bana ba nwe mina vangani.
Bana ba mina ni na lava va nga kona sweswi hala mujarateni
lava ni tshamaka na vona
i vambirhi
okay so i vatswari i vatswari vambirhi na vana van'we vambirhi
na loyi ni nge i pfani pfuna ku ya ni tekela tihuku
i n'wana wa n'we
i n'wana wa mhani ni tisa mina
okay she's saying that it's a mother and lowun'wana i va vasati vana van'we va va vasati
i manyana na mfana na vatswari va mina vambirhi
okay
na yena lwa fakwa ni tekela tihuku na nsati wakwe
okay va tshama kwala hinkwavo okay she think it's her parents they are still alive and then two children and herself and the brother and the wife
seven people
yeah seven people she think it's